today the candidates who want to serve you as mayor of Spencer and Putnam County Register of Deeds. Welcome to Meet the Candidates from Light Rock 95.9 and News Talk 94.1. I'm Tom Duggan. Today, our series continues where you get the chance to hear from the candidates, where they stand, the issues that are important in their minds, where they want to take the Upper Cumberland and the state of Tennessee moving forward. We begin our program in the race for mayor of the city of Spencer. Elisa Farmer is one of three candidates seeking that seat. Elisa, it's good to have you on the program with us today.
Thank you for having me. I look forward to talking to you.
Elisa, let's just start out with the obvious question. What factored into your decision to run for mayor of Spencer?
I have a background in community and economic development from my previous career. I've been retired for about 5 years now, and my experience with that, I kept thinking maybe I can bring that into my hometown and be able to steer our town in a better direction than what it is right now. I have the experience of working with city and county governments and in looking for funding and pulling together a team that will come in and help the local communities to revitalize their town, revitalize their area, and just help with the economic and community development of that area. And I just really feel like I can bring some things to the table from my experience of 38 years that I can help my town now.
Elisa, you mentioned those experiences that you have. What are some other maybe life experiences or even career experiences that also factor in to making you a good candidate for mayor?
Sure. Of course, I have 38 years of working with USDA Rural Development, and I am a native of Van Buren County. I'm actually a native of the city of Spencer. I've never lived anywhere else in my entire life but the city of Spencer. And so I feel like that with my experience in what I did with USDA in spearheading the development of the economic parts of some of the towns. The city of Pikeville is a good example of that was one of my challenges that I had when I was promoted to a position out of the Chattanooga office. And working with other agencies, funding agencies, and the local city and county government officials there, we were able to revitalize that city downtown area and literally brought life back to the area now. So what it used to look like 10 or 15 years ago is totally different than what it is now. And with that experience, I feel like I can bring that to Spencer in working with that. I also have the experience of underwriting and administrating loans and grants. That's what I did for my career, and I feel like I can do that as well for the city of Spencer to get funding and get us some help.
We're speaking with Elisa Farmer. She is seeking the office of mayor of Spencer in the upcoming November general election. Elisa, what do you see as some of the biggest issues confronting the city of or town of Spencer, I should say?
Well, no doubt one of the biggest issues we have right now is taking care of our water issues. We are in dire need of some clean, healthy water here in our Spencer, and not only Spencer, but the county of Van Buren, because the Spencer utility services the majority of Van Buren County. And we're having major water issues, and that will be top priority in addressing those and trying to work through some things and hurdles to get this to where we are in the 22nd century as far as our water is concerned. And also another concern of mine, I really do want to review some of the codes that we are restricted with right now with the city. The county has no codes, and the city has very strict codes. And I'm not saying to do away with the codes. I just think they need to be revisited and reviewed and maybe updated, because I do think that that is hindering us as far as our growth. And I just think also I want to focus on economic and community development, and in with that comes tourism. I think the city of Spencer has dropped the ball in tapping into the tourism community that we have, going to and fro to Fall Creek Falls, and I would really like to focus in on that and just bring life back to our town that has been gone for a while.
Alisa, how important is it for a community like Spencer to have a good working relationship also with Van Buren County and the county officials?
Oh, it's very, very important. And I, that is one of the things that I will strive to do, is have a great working relationship with County Mayor Sullivan and the county commissioners. And I will stress and encourage that from the city alderman as well as myself. And that goes back to when I was in my career, I could always, and to this day, if I drive into a new community and stuff, I can pretty much tell by the looks of things whether or not there is cooperation and working together with the city and county governments, because it takes us all to serve our citizens, and I think it's a very great thing that we can do.
Alisa Farmer, what has the campaign experience been like for you, and what's some of the feedback that you've been getting back from some of the voters?
Well, the experience has definitely been eye-opening. This is the first time I've ever gotten involved in politics as far as running for a public office, but the people here are just great. I have been able to meet new faces, that people that have moved into our city and area, and as well as see people that I've known all my life. So it's been a positive experience and a positive reaction. I'm hearing good things. I think our people are ready for a change in leadership, and I'm willing to take that challenge and run with it. So
if the voters in Spencer do elect you as their new mayor, what will they be getting in Alisa Farmer as their mayor?
Well, they'll be getting someone who is passionate about bettering her hometown. I feel like that I can communicate with our people and be transparent with them. And it's not going to be an easy task to address the issues that we're facing right now, but I feel like in a positive manner that can be helped. And it's not going to be corrected overnight, because it didn't happen overnight. But it's going to be a progress, and I think as long as the door of communication is left open and we're transparent, which that's my goal, I think it will be a positive outcome.
Alisa Farmer has been our guest on Meet the Candidates. Again, she is seeking the office of Mayor of Spencer in the November 8th election.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
Our next guest on the program is Mr. Dwayne Hodges, who is seeking the office of mayor in the city of Spencer in the upcoming November election. Dwayne, it's good to have you on the program today. First of all, I'd like to get you to introduce yourself to our listening audience and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on your show today. My name is Dwayne Hodges. Of course, I'm a candidate for the Spencer City Mayor. I'm the son of Teresa Hodges and the late R.C. Hodges. I'm a single parent of a 16-year-old daughter, Madeline Hodges. I'm a lifelong resident of the city of Spencer.
Dwayne, what was it that got you interested in wanting to seek the position of Spencer Mayor?
Well, I just feel that the city's not going in the direction it needs to go in. I feel like I'm the right person to take us into the future and lead our city in the right direction and just bring it up to where it needs to be.
What are some of the qualifications you have that you feel make you a good candidate for mayor?
All right. Yes, sir. In the late 80s and 90s, I worked for the water department. I was a water treatment operator along with a maintenance guy. So, I feel that part, helps me in the inner workings of knowing how the city is run. And then I was an accountant bookkeeper for the Van Buren County Highway Department, where I prepared budgets to sustain operations and also worked closely with the comptroller's office, to make sure the highway department was in compliance with the federal and state laws and regulations. I also worked with OSHA to ensure safety, safe working conditions for all the employees. I just think that, that helps me be qualified to become city mayor and help take the city in the direction we need to go.
Talking about that direction, what are some concerns you have and what are some things that you feel like really need to be addressed within the city?
Well, of course, everyone knows that we have water issues. So, my main top priority is to ensure safe drinking water for everybody, every citizen that has Spencer City water. I want to work closely with TDEC and Water Wastewater Financial Board to ensure that we get this safe drinking water for everyone. Also, I think that we need more things for children to do in our town, so I'd like to upgrade our city park and have more activities for kids to do and, just help our city grow in many different ways, try to bring small businesses in to help our town grow.
Dwayne, with Fall Creek Falls there nearby, do you think enough is being done from the tourism aspect to draw more into the community of Spencer and kind of benefit off of Fall Creek Falls?
No, sir. I think that's another thing we need to do. We need to advertise Fall Creek Falls a little more and, to help bring more tourism in. Fall Creek Falls is one of the main state parks in the state of Tennessee, and I just don't think we utilize it as well as we should. And I feel that, we get it out there more, get the tourism coming in, stopping in our town, buying gas, buying groceries, stuff like that. It will help us tremendously.
We're speaking with Dwayne Hodges. He is candidate for mayor of Spencer in the upcoming November 8th election. Dwayne, what has the campaign been like for you so far? What are some things that you're hearing from voters all along the campaign trail?
Many of the voters that I've talked to, are wanting a change. They want to make sure we have proper, safe drinking water. I've had great response from everyone I've got to talk to going door to door. Speaking with one, especially the new people that's moved in, they have many concerns, just like the citizen that's been here for many years, with just many concerns that we've got to work on to help bring our town up to par and to take us into the future.
Dwayne, what do you feel is the most important attribute a good city mayor must have?
I think a good city mayor needs people skills, and I think he needs to be able, or her needs to be able to get out and be publicly open to the people and let them know what's going on. Don't try to hide anything. You know, just have transparency to everyone. Have an open door policy that, you know, anybody can call at any time with concerns, and you'll be more, the person will be more than happy to get with them and speak with them and try to help them with any problem they have.
Dwayne, how important do you feel it is for the city of Spencer to work hand in hand alongside the government officials in Van Buren County, county government?
Oh, yes. I think it's a very necessary that we do that. You know, I think in the past, the county and city officials really hadn't worked that close together, but I think as city mayor that I could work with the new county mayor that we have, Mr. David Sullivan, I think we could work hand in hand and help both the city and county grow in the and go in the direction needed.
When you talk about recruiting small businesses and helping the city grow, what would you say are some of the best attributes of the town of Spencer that, that you could use to entice small businesses to want to come there?
Well, you know, we have Highway 111, you know, that's a main corridor to the major interstates, you know, Interstate 40, Interstate 24, 75. You know, 111 is a great four-lane traffic through there that's open up that, you know, we have many areas that could bring businesses in and they could just easily jump on to the interstates and go deliver where they needed to or, you know, delivery come to them would be easily readable for them.
Dwayne Hodges, if the voters of the city of Spencer were to elect you as mayor, what would they be getting in Dwayne Hodges as their mayor?
They'd get an honest, dependable mayor that will do the job for the citizens of the city and county. You know, I'm not just looking out for me and my family. I'm looking out for every family in the city and county to make sure that we have safe drinking water, that we have everything needed just right here in our small town so we don't have to drive off the mountain to get things on a regular basis like we have to.
Dwayne Hodges has been our guest on Meet the Candidates, and again, Dwayne is seeking the office of Mayor of Spencer in the upcoming November 8th general election.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828, 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
Next up on Meet the Candidates is Jennifer Platt. Jennifer is seeking the office of the Putnam County Register of Deeds. In fact, she is currently serving as the interim Register of Deeds. Jennifer, if you would, introduce yourself to our audience and tell us a little bit about you.
My name is Jennifer Holloway Platt. I was born and raised in Putnam County. I'm married. I have three grown children and two beautiful granddaughters. I started my journey in the Register of Deeds office 14 years ago under the direction of the late Harold Burris.
Jennifer, you were promoted to the acting Register of Deeds back in July. What are some things you've learned about the office since then that maybe you didn't know before?
Well, actually, Harold had been training me to take over if something happened to him or if he retired. So he has been training me to be the Register of Deeds for several years now. I've been here 14 years, so I know everything that goes on in the office, how to do payroll, end of month reports, bookwork, pretty much everything.
Jennifer, for people who may not know, What exactly does the Register of Deeds do?
We work with people in our community, title companies, banks, realtors. We frequently take care of them. They'll call in and ask for deeds or easements, restrictions, plats. So we take care of that. We record warranty deeds for land, mortgages, fixture filings, things of that sort. Anything that has to do with land, we take care of those documents. Also, we take care of DD-214s, which are discharges from the military.
What do you feel like are some of the most important attributes of being a good Register of Deeds?
I feel like experience is something that I have. I feel like the office would run better if someone experienced is taken over, simply because there is a lot to learn about the Register of Deeds. That it's not an office that you can just come in and take over and know exactly what you're doing.
Jennifer Flatt is our guest. She is seeking the office of Putnam County Register of Deeds coming up in the November general election. Jennifer, do you see any need for updates or any modernization that needs to be done within the Register's office?
Well, Harold had started back scanning, what we call back scanning, which we put the documents onto the computer and we index them so people can find them easy. I think that our technology is up to date and we continue to back scan every day. Back scanning is something that's going to take many years to complete, to go all the way back to 1954. But I think our technology is up to date. I don't see any need for newer things.
Are there any things in particular that when you're meeting with people within the community that maybe they ask you that they don't know about the Register's office?
Maybe they come in not knowing what to do most of the time because they need to look for easements or right-of-ways to make sure that, you know, someone told them that they had an easement on their property or they had a right-of-way across their property. We can always take care of, try to find things that they need. Most of the time, people who come in the office pretty much know what we do and what kind of documents that we have.
Having 14 years of experience in the Register's office, Jennifer, how important do you think that experience is that you can come in on day one and you really already know how the Register's office works?
I feel that experience is what this office needs. I've proven myself capable of running an efficient office since the death of Harold Burris. I've been dedicated to keeping the office running as it always has with excellent service and meeting the needs of all offices we work with and taking care of the citizens of Putnam County.
In closing, what would the voters of Putnam County be getting if they elect Jennifer Flatt as their Register of Deeds?
They would be getting uninterrupted service. 14 years experience makes me the most qualified candidate in the race, and I would appreciate your consideration on November the 8th.
Jennifer Flatt has been our guest. Again, Jennifer is seeking election to the Putnam County Register of Deeds office in the upcoming November general election.
One storm could change your landscape. Don't let that happen. Call Putnam County Tree Service to get the trees trimmed, dead branches removed, stumps ground. All it takes is one strong wind to damage your home. Putnam County Tree Service can help with the heavy branches to keep your trees healthy and strong. Call 528-3828. 528-3828 to protect your home, your landscape, your family. Putnam County Tree Service. Make the call this week.
If you are going to court, you need the very best. You need a specialist with proven experience and results to get you justice. Cookeville attorney Henry Fincher is who you need. He's a Harvard Law School graduate. He's recognized as a national super lawyer. Henry Fincher is a certified specialist in civil trial, elder law, and family law. No other attorney in Tennessee has more certified specialties. Don't trust your case to just any lawyer. Hire the best. Hire Henry Fincher.
That's today's Meet the Candidates. If you missed any part of today's show, visit Newstalk 94.1 online for the on-demand audio. Join us tomorrow as we again meet the candidates. Our producer is Caroline Moore. I'm Tom Duggan.